How can I attract and date hotter women? Okay. Now, there's other variations of the question, which could be more conscious women, more soulmate level women. If you're asking this question and you want to date hotter women, well, you probably have a physical valuation, but my guess is that a lot of that is built in fantasy. So one of the things for you to actually get to a level of dating hotter women is to get clear on whether you value fantasy sex or physical consenting sex. Because that's one of the deeper underlying issues here. Because there's so much of the fantasy out there with sexploitation and pornography, and with working for clients for years, that's really a deeper underlying issue, is the valuation of body. And, you know, that can really throw men off to get into the fantasy of dating hotter women. So you have to get clear on your values if you really do want to date hotter women in a casual, fun frame, and you're not ready for a long-term relationship right now necessarily, but you're just open to having fun, then you have to answer that question if you're coaching with me now, which you are with this. Do you value the physical reality or the fantasy of it? Because that question will make a big difference. If you value the physical reality, it's something entirely different than the fantasy. It's very different. Okay? So if you actually want to date hotter women instead of fantasizing about them, then there's some things we can do to work with you. To really get into it, I would get some of my past programs, maybe get on fixmyinnergame.com, which is an online program that helps you to release. We have, I don't know, like 18 of the most popular programs of dating, sex, and attraction. And we help you to release on deeper levels the limiting beliefs that are stopping you in your subconsciousness, your consciousness, from dating higher quality women. Okay, so this type of question, it has a physical valuation with it, but you're probably getting caught up in the fantasy. And thank you. I've been doing this for years, so I can sense where you're coming from. Thank you. Thank you. So you can do it. You can date hotter women. Now, how do you do that? Well, so get clear on the differentiation between physical sex and fantasy sex, and that's part of the Fix Make program as well. But there's more than just actually just meeting women, because you have to work on yourself. You have to get your beliefs to a level of reality where you resonate, you accept, you receive higher and higher qualities of physical beauty. Because we're talking about with hotter women, the valuation is physical beauty. So a woman who has a hot body has, now she has not just physical and sexual power, but social power. So you have to get yourself to an understanding of, ideally, understanding the social dynamics, and then in your energy being connected to it, so you're not thrown off by her social power. And that is such an important element, because when the woman you fantasized of shows up with perfectly shaved legs in a miniskirt, for example, she has something more than just her body. She has power on another level, which is social, because that image is now in media. And there's a lot of power and influence with that. So she's actually leveraging a non-physical power, which affects your beliefs. It affects your reality. So the answer is you have to become more powerful yourself in order to be on the level to attract and date hotter women. Now, some men take the approach of getting more social power itself, or going the path where they think, you know, buying out the VIP and then inviting hot girls is the way to do it, and then they end up with a very expensive tab. That is one way you can meet women. Okay, there's all kinds of ways you can meet women. Okay, and it's nothing against guys who do that, because there are people who just live lifestyles like that where it is part of who they are and it invites women in that sense. But it's important to understand that you actually have to become more powerful and worthy of the women you want. So if you want hotter women, you have to become a hotter man yourself. I mean, we're talking about bridging fantasy with physical reality here. That's what I assume you actually want, because you can always just have the fantasy. So if you really want the physical reality, you have to do some work to transform your consciousness and the level of beliefs, not just mentally, but the levels you resonate at sexually and emotionally, so that you are worthy of power and beauty itself. One of the things you can do is to get the Attracting and Receiving Beauty Power Liminal. And there's a free sample on the youtube.com user Power Liminals channel. Okay. You can go through and meditate with that. It's like a guided hypnosis meditation for attracting and receiving beauty. This will actually rewire or reprogram your consciousness with it already built in, the social power and leverage that women have. It'll actually transform your consciousness to resonate more with that power, so you're not disconnected from it. So a lot of men, and this is getting into some very advanced work here, they can work on themselves and become that physically confident man. There's a lot of bodybuilders or people, you know, in the military and boxing and jujitsu, very physically confident. That doesn't necessarily equate to chemistry with a woman. Okay, but you have power on that level. You want to include all levels of self to become more of who you really are, awaken to your power sexually, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Okay, and then to also bring in the social dynamic. It's really a socio-spiritual dynamic, because social power and influence is non-physical. The media's power and influence of to have skin and that to affect your consciousness is non-physical. When a woman's actually with you, she has more of that power. So it's just, what levels of power are you connected to? Are you worthy of? So a lot of men are just disconnected from the power a hot woman has, so they don't feel worthy. And the type of relationship where they have with her is one of, they're a response to the stimulus. They see her body and they start drooling. They've been conditioned to drool. Pavlovian theory, all with sexploitation pornography. And it's all based on disconnection. It's creating a fantasy cycle. So if your valuation is physical, you have to understand that difference between physical connection with a woman and fantasy. And how to attract and date them, you have to become a hotter man yourself. You have to become more powerful and worthy, not just on the social levels and socio-spiritual levels, but in your ability to connect with women in what is actually sexual attraction. So it's that balance between the masculine and the feminine, the yin-yang balance. As you do natural grounding or sexual polarity meditation, you become more empowered and connected to that universal energy within women. So no matter her social power, you see through that, because you understand that power is on different levels and you value sexual attraction itself and chemistry. Anything else then, that balance between your universal divine masculine and her divine feminine energies is getting in the way of attraction. And I could teach for this on hours, and I have. But the point is, once you become more powerful and connected in your consciousness on the mind, body, heart, sexiness, soul, and social levels, you start attracting hotter women and you're worthy of them with a physical valuation of reality as your foundation. Okay, so you value that. So you have power on these other levels, so you're not also thrown off by a woman's social power or her body because you have greater spiritual heart power, sexiness of the masculine that you can awaken her. So it's a reality, an understanding of reality that's not based on fantasy or disconnection or sexploitation or her body's so hot. You're not thrown off by that because you have a stronger understanding of reality that is connected to greater spiritual truth. So you become a more powerful man who's not thrown off by that. And it becomes a universal thing to connect with that universal divine feminine within her. Okay, so at a higher level, there's men who can have themselves taken care of and even be doing natural grounding. But to get to the higher levels of physical beauty, you may have to start connecting socially, either in your own social networks to attract more powerful, quote unquote, beautiful people, and networking like that to attract them socially, or become more powerful and worthy yourself, and then do more of the socio-spiritual relational mastery work. Like the attracting and receiving beauty power liminal, to start handling your power and worthiness on the social level so that you're not disconnected from her social power, but you're actually connected. So it's not going to create blocks and you have more power yourself, just like she does, that both of you are leveraging beyond your personal self or your actual body itself. And things actually become even more sexy and exciting then. I'm doing things in advanced natural grounding in my sessions that are so advanced that you would just have to see to really believe, I guess. And I'll be teaching on more of that in the future. Okay, so you want to have power on all levels. If you want to attract and date hotter women, have a physical valuation, become more powerful yourself. It's great to understand the dynamics of what's going on, but you actually have to become more powerful yourself to be equal, to resonate with and attract that which would be your equal, which would be hot women, which have power. They have power. Well, you have power, and you're communicating that more as you do all natural grounding and getting into more of the transformation that you're going through, and you're not thrown off by social power. So this is a definitive answer and solution here. Follow the path of becoming more empowered yourself. You will become more worthy of quote unquote beautiful and hotter women. Even if you just want, you know, fun, casual relationships, you find that your standard rises as you get more experience as well, and that reinforces your upscaling belief system. But to really accelerate it, get into things like natural grounding powerfully and get into power liminals, because that will really help you to transform. And then there's all kinds of different ways you can meet, but that's what you just resonate. You expect it. You receive more beautiful women and hotter women on the physical level because you resonate power and beauty on other levels, even if you're not the best looking guy. So remember, this is all a physical valuation. All right. So it's not based in fantasy. It's based on real connection. As you get more experience dating, you have an understanding that's based on that connection. Well, it's the same thing at higher levels of quote unquote physical beauty and body. It's the exact same thing because attraction is universal. Okay, so there's some more insight into how to attract and date hotter women. I just gave you the direct, fast path. Now, it's still going to take some work. Okay, and one of the things will, of course, as expected, be that you have to meet women and socialize. So, but I would recommend, of course, expanding your social circle and accepting your worthiness. And you just start building a physical experience that's based on ever-increasing quality. As you become more connected to the power that you have, you start seeing that reflection in the world. Okay, so there's some insight on how to attract and date hotter women.